Today's Patmos Report is on a number in Scripture, the sevens, especially in the book of Revelation, and we'll start with chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, and I quote, "John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood," unquote. And that verse goes on for a little bit more, too. The book of Revelation is a prophecy for the past, present, and future, and is written to be understood and relevant century after century and culture after culture. The number seven in the passage read is used to signify that which is of God. The seven churches represent God's church, and the seven spirits represent God's spirit. There are also in the book of Revelation the seven stars, the messenger of God, the seven candlesticks, the church of God, the seven lamps of fire, the spirit of God, the seven seals, the lock of God, the seven horns, the power of God, the seven eyes, the presence of God, the seven angels, the messenger of God, the seven trumpets, the heralding of God, the seven thunders, the voice of God, the seven plagues, the tribulation of God, the seven golden vials, the wrath of God, the seven mountains, the kingdom without God, the seven kings, the ruler without God, and yes, even the seven heads and seven crowns of Satan, the adversary of God. And in regards to the adversary of God, as we recall, quote, "The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil," unquote. And you can find that in Proverbs 16:4. We can also note in Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, that grace and peace come from the eternal God and from Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead after 3 days. But if you're not one of his, you cannot have his favor or peace in this world or in the world to come, and you cannot have your cancerous sins permanently healed by the application of the remedy, the blood of the Lamb. You see, the blood of Christ is a supernatural cure for the sinful nature you were born with, which separates you from the family of God. When you are washed in his blood, however, it spiritually cleanses you, eradicating your sin and making you accepted in the beloved. Check it out, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. In other words, after you take your medicine, you are worthy to be God's son by adoption. You too, girls, sons of God. Now that's what I call real women's lib. How about you? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb, the blood that cleanses from all sin? If not, repent and be baptized for the remission, the canceling out of your sins in the name of Jesus Christ, which will purge your conscience from dead works, enabling you to serve the living God. Hebrews 9:14. Sounds pretty good to me. How about you? Now is the time to be serving the Lord Jesus Christ rather than serving the devil, whose end is swiftly coming to a conclusion. So, until we meet again, remember, God loves you. Read your Bible, and you might start by reading the entire Bible 7 times. Maranatha!